Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Nun Tes, Baba Basra 59a, pagination is 117. We'll start on the facing page, though, Masnisin, midway on the page. We're dealing with the relationship of a person who owns a roof. Presumably, he owns the house. He's trying to get the water off the roof in a good way so that it doesn't sit next to the house and weaken his foundation. So he's running the water away from the house, and he's called the owner of the roof. He's interested in water disposal. There's another person who's interacting with him, and that's the owner of the yard. And the owner of the yard is receiving this water. That could be a difficult thing for him. He's got to agree to receive that water. It could also, as we see, be a benefit to him in that he's being supplied with water. They have a roof, and the roof is collecting water and sending it to him. Now he could use it to water his animals or his fields or whatever. So that relationship between the person of the roof and the person of the yard is what we're going to discuss. Masnisin, the Mishnah. Hamarzev, the downspout. Ein lo chazaka, v'yesh lo mekom ol chazaka. It doesn't have a chazaka, whatever chazaka we're discussing, but the place has a chazaka. On some level, it has a chazaka. Hamazchila, as far as the gutter that runs across the roof, collecting the water from the roof, yesh lo chazaka, that has a chazaka. Let's skip to the Gemara. My marzev, ein lo chazaka. What does it mean that the marzev, the downspout, does not have a chazaka? Yesh lo mekom a chazaka, but its place has a chazaka. And we have three understandings of this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hachi Kamar, Hamarzev Ein Lo Chazaka Miruach Achas. The downspout is not entitled to a chazaka in any one specific location. V'yesh Lo Mekom Chazaka Mishtei Ruchos. But he has a chazaka that he's somehow allowed to get his water out of here. So if the yard person, according to Shmuel, decided that he can't take the water to the north because it's damaging his yard, he has to give him an opportunity to take the water to the south. He's got to give him some sort of exit on the water to get it out of here. But it's not a chazaka in the specific way that it was coming out. That's Shmuel's understanding. Rabbi Chanina Omar, Rabbi Chanina has a different approach. Hamarzev ein lo chazaka shemaya oruch mikatsro. You don't have a chazaka on the downspout means that if it was very long, the person of the yard could shorten it. As long as he's getting the water out of there in a legitimate way, but you don't have a chazaka to the length of the downspout. They have an interesting example of this where they have a downspout made probably of some sort of synthetic plastic or something, that when it has the weight of the water, it unrolls and gets the water quite distant from the house. But when there's no water in it, it rolls up, like the fireman hoses type of thing. It rolls up, and it's very close to the house, so that when they mow, it doesn't get in the way. So there's definitely a benefit to getting it further from the house, but according to Rabbi Chanina, that's not a benefit being recognized by the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Marzev does not have a chazaka in terms of his length, v'yesh lo mekom a chazaka shimba l'okro, ein ha'okro, but it does have a chazaka as far as intrinsically it's entitled to be there. And if the person of the yard wants to get rid of it, that he cannot do. So that's the second approach. The third approach, which is the one we paskin like, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar, Hamarzev ein lo chazaka. What does it mean that the downspout does not have a chazaka? Shem rotze livnos tachtav bone. If the person wants to build, if the yard person wants to build in that area underneath it, he's allowed to. V'yesh l'mekomo chazaka shem bala okro ina okro. But he can't have a demand that the downspout be uprooted. He's allowed to build by it. The Gemara explains on today's daf, on the third line, Mainafka lemina, what's the big difference over here? Whether you could build underneath, whether you can't, and you'll notice that the Mishnah said, Hamaschila yeshlo chazaka, that the gutter does have a chazaka, that you're not allowed to build underneath. What's the big thing here? And the Gemara explains, Hachab maschila shal binyan askinan, generally, a gutter is of a built nature, meaning stone. It's something really invested in. De Omar le, and therefore, the owner of the roof can say, Lo nichali de tisra ashisai, I don't want you building underneath me because it's going to weaken my building. However, a marzev, the downspout was typically built of weaker type of construction, wood, and it wasn't such a big difference one way or the other. And on that, the Mishnah is saying that the other person, the person of the yard, is allowed to build underneath it, and we're not worried that it's going to get weakened. Presumably, if it does get weakened, they'll fix it. It's all in a day's work, not such a big thing. But again, the maschila was part of his building, and if you build underneath him, he's worried about it, he's concerned, and therefore he has a chazaka, keep your distance. So far, we've been dealing with the person of the roof trying to get rid of his water, and we have a discussion here whether the person of the yard has a degree of influence to affect that water disposal. And as I'm describing, we paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, the third approach, which would mean, as we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that the person of the yard does not have the ability to redirect the water from north to south, for example. The person of the roof does have a chazaka in that regard. Likewise, the fact that he has a long downspout is going to be respected, and the person of the yard is not allowed to adjust it. These are things that if he objects, he should object right away as it's being done, but he shouldn't let it sit there, because once it sits there, it becomes the status quo. The one thing that we do recognize is that the person of the yard is allowed to build underneath the marzev, underneath the downspout, which was built with lesser of a level of construction and therefore would not be so damaging from the construction underneath it. However, the maschila, which was the gutter, was a binyan. Therefore, the person of the yard is not allowed to build underneath it because it could do damage and the person of the roof is concerned about that damage. Let's move on to the flip side of the case, which is, let's say the person of the roof wants to redirect his water and no longer provide it to the person of the yard. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Sinar amekaleach mayim lechatzer, a pipe that's sending water into a yard, and that's the status quo. Uvo balagag lesosmo, and now the person of the roof wants to stop it. Balachotze ma'akev alof, the person of the yard can object, to omale, he has the right to say, ki echi da'at konis lachatzer didi, lemishta be'maya, just like you have the right to put your water in my yard, ledidi nami koni limaya de'igrach. Part of that transaction was that in my mind, I was going to be able to use the water. And that's all part of the transaction. I have the rights to the water. and therefore you're not allowed to stop providing that water. And indeed, that's the way we paskin. Rav Oshia Omar Ma'akev, that the person of the yard can object. Yashar Koach, have a wonderful day.